Although you do go in for hunting in Australia, you do not, I believe, practice the peculiar form of deer hunting in which we engage in the States, which goes roughly as follows. These deer hunters put on bright red hats and go out and attempt to shoot deer. If they succeed in this, they tie them to the sides and the front and the tops of their cars and drive them home. What they do with them when they get them home, I have not been able to ascertain. I suspect that some sort of primitive sacrament is involved. But anyway, that's the way it's supposed to work in theory. But actually, during the hunting season, which takes place in the autumn, you see almost every day at least one item in the newspapers about somebody who has shot someone else under the impression, presumably, that he was a deer with a bright red hat. Or possibly a large flesh-colored squirrel. But it seems to me that this marks an encouraging new trend in a grand old sport and deserves a new type of hunting song, which I present herewith.
T'was a year ago November, I went out to hunt some deer on a morning bright and clear. I went and shot the maximum the game laws would allow, 2 game wardens, 7 hunters, and a cow. I was in no mood to trifle, I took down my trusty rifle and went out to stalk my prey. What a haul I made that day. I tied them to my fender and I drove them home somehow, 2 game wardens, 7 hunters, and a cow. The law was very firm, it took away my permit, the worst punishment I ever endured. It turned out there was a reason, cows were out of season, and one of the hunters wasn't insured. People ask me how I do it, and I say there's nothing to it. You just stand there looking cute, and when something moves, you shoot. And there's 10 stuffed heads in my trophy room right now, 2 game wardens, 7 hunters, and a purebred Guernsey cow.